Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at savesiblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing do not keep it to yourself.
Don't do it.
Chloe and I were at an event, right? And we had a married couple that were speaking on, you know, their life experience and what they had done.
And discipleship and leading community.
Mm. And it was so awesome. I saw this husband publicly show appreciation for his wife. And it got Chloe and I thinking about the importance of letting people know those things that you admire or appreciate about them, their character, how they operate, etc.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to take it to another level. So not only is it important to express those things that you think positively on other people, letting them know, whether it's in a text message, whether it's in a voice message, whether you want to FaceTime them, whether you're in person.
Send a video, Insta.
And want to let them know.
Snapchat.
It is so important to encourage and let people know that their positive qualities are important to you, and you, the way you're perceiving it, is positive. That does something to another human when they are encouraged and they know, because sometimes people don't even realize what they're good at, or sometimes people don't even realize their strength, because they might just be natural, so they might just be operating how they operate.
It's a part of their personality.
Exactly. So that's something that we just really wanted to speak on today, is the importance of letting people know. Don't just keep it to yourself and in your head.
There's so many times that you've like walked away from a situation, I feel like, and you've been like, oh man, like so-and-so is so good at this, or so-and-so is like really, she looked really cute today, or he looked really good today, or so-and-so, he's so good at this. And we think it to ourselves, and we might say it to another friend while we're walking away, but it's like in that moment, like it's important, like don't keep that to yourself, like tell that person. Be like, you know, I really loved how you did that, or you know, you're really good at communicating. When you talk to people, like, I'm engaged, I actually care about what you're saying. People don't realize that's a skill. Many people talk, and it's like the audience does not care. The audience is asleep. They're like, I don't find any value in what you're saying. And then there are other people who just have the gift for that. And I think it's important to tell people when they have a gift for something, that they have a gift for something. Or that you like something that they have on, or their nail polish color. So don't keep it to yourself.
And then there was another level to this.
That's my alarm for my fitness. Sign up for your spin classes, everybody.
So Chloe sets an alarm on her phone to remind herself to sign up to the studio that she goes to because it gets packed easily. So that's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
But we also wanted to take it to the next level and speak on how it's also important to publicly not only appreciate and encourage, but in front of other people saying, Brian, and by the way, there's like three other people around, Brian. By the way, I just want to let you know, I absolutely love the way that you just made that salad. I don't know, whatever it is. Adrian, and mind you, it's in front of, you know, her friends. Maria, Marissa is there too. Gabrielle is there. Adriana, I absolutely love your outfit today. You always have such a great sense of fashion. Bam! Immediately. That person's aura will completely change. Other people around heard the public praise. Mm. It does something not only for that person that you just appreciated, but it does something even to you that you're bold enough and confident enough to, in front of other people even, give someone appreciation and encourage them.
You know, I have actually an example of this. I didn't think about it till we like were just talking about it. I was in Costco the other day buying something for, we had a couple people over for a community group party. And so I'm buying stuff and I'm just frazzled, trying to get everything done, trying to get back to the house, trying to make sure I can get ready, look cute, do all this stuff. So I'm like in go, 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 go mode. I feel like I'm at the checkout now at Costco. I feel somebody hovering like near me. So I turn and it's this little girl and she goes, "Hi." I said, "Hello." She goes, I really love your hair." I was like, "Oh, thank you so much. You know, I absolutely love your dress." And everybody like was, we were lit at the Costco checkout. So everybody in a radius heard and they were like, "Oh, that's so cute." So, and like, I immediately felt my icy heart for that day because I was so ready to rock or do what I needed to do. I immediately softened. I was like, "Hello, how are you?" So it really does kind of warm your heart in a sense. And I'm sure that little girl was happy too.
Positivity is infectious.
So true.
And we want to make sure that we are speaking on the importance of putting that energy into the world.
Amen. Especially now in the times that we live in.
You better preach it.
Like Jesus.
Do not keep it to yourself.
Don't do it. Don't keep it to yourself.
All right, party people. Let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he were caution. Let's see it. It's not a
All right, guys. So I was talking to my friend, and she was telling me how her sister had her boyfriend buy her a candle from Anthropology. And I'm like, "Oh, awesome. That's great." But she was all shocked at the price, or she was trying to get me to guess the price of this candle from Anthropology. And I was like, I wanted to say $100, but I thought that would be crazy. So I said, "Is it two digits or three?" And she was like, it's three. And I was like, "You know, I wanted to say $100. She was like, "It's higher than that." I said, $120, higher. I said, $125, higher. $130, higher. I was like, I don't want to go any higher. $150, higher. $178 for the Capri Blue Colossal Mercury Glass Candle from Anthropology.
What?
I have never in my life heard of a candle being that expensive. I thought candles from Yankee Candle were expensive. Those candles that cost like, I don't know, $30. I was like, I'm not paying that. I'll go to TJ Maxx. Shout out to TJ Maxx. He's a real MVP. But $178 for a candle. I was like, I want to lay hands on your sister in prayer. That's literally what I said. Because that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Ever.
Who do these people
think they are
that make this candle think they are?
I don't know. Like, what's in this candle? Is it? I don't even care what's in it.
Did they create a time machine, go back in time, go up to Jesus, hold him by the head, stick their ear or stick their finger in his ear, get some of his earwax, and then extract, like, what? Why is it that much? I just need to know.
That's insane.
What type of wax
are you using to make that candle?
That is so expensive.
Do you know what's so funny about that, though? Even if that were true, I feel like Jesus would be like, "Yo, that candle is still free, because salvation's free." But people would 100% try and charge.
100%.
But that's just, I thought that was insane. Because we were watching, remember that video you sent me from GQ, Kehlani?
Yeah.
She has a candle fetish, for those who don't know.
Ah, yes. I remember that.
She was talking about an expensive candle, and she was like, "But it's kind of steep. It's like $80. And I remember thinking, $80
yeah.
for a candle? Kehlani, you better live your best life, but I'm not paying that." And then I got a friend telling me that she had her boyfriend buy her a candle that was $178. I said, even Kehlani, who makes millions singing, pays $80 for a candle and thinks it's steep. And she's Kehlani. So...
that's
you
legendary.
Buy that candle, Jesus still loves you. I think we think you're insane, but Jesus loves you. But I think you need prayer, to be totally honest.
Oh my god.
Shout out
goodness.
To Meredith and her sister.
Yes.
I won't say her sister's name just in case. She's like, I guess everybody would know now though. We love you.
Yes, but always remember, when it comes to candles, you probably shouldn't pay that much.
Should invest that. Maybe pay $80. I still think that's crazy. But buy the $80 candle and save the $100.
I respect it though. You want to get your girl expensive candle because that's what she wants. You better go on with your bad self. So shout out to you, boyfriend. You keep crushing it. You keep doing your thing.
You're
the
real MVP of this whole situation. You keep making a dream
become a reality. All right, party people, do not forget to subscribe.
Do not.
Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment. Check out SaveSiblings.com for more. And follow us on Instagram at SaveSiblings. And don't forget to read your Bible.